Sophia. The coast is clear. Come on in, Ed. My roommates are still out shopping, so we have the place to ourselves. Now it's time to find out who's naughty or nice. Didn't you have the best time Christmas shopping today, Dorothy?
I loved it. Being pushed and shoved all day so I could buy gifts I can't afford. It's a regular Yuletide treat.
You've been so grouchy all day.
Oh, I'm sorry, Rose. I guess I'm just sad because Christmas doesn't have any meaning anymore. It's gotten so commercial.
How can you say that?
Oh, please, Rose. The three wise men in the nativity scene at Burdine's were wearing Ralph Lauren ski parkas.
Catch me, catch me, catch me!
Let me take a wild guess. You didn't expect us home this early.
Dorothy, Rose, I'd like you to meet...
We know who he is, Blanche. Santa, how could you?
Rose, this is Ed Kleckner. He's working part-time over at the mall. He's on his break.
A Santa is never off duty, mister. As long as you're in that uniform, the only thing that better be on your mind is giving people what they want for Christmas.
He was trying to, Rose. I saw Blanche's list.
Get your cap, get your beard, and get moving.
Rose, I had to stand in line for an hour to sit on his lap.
Tough Holly. What would Mrs. Claus say?
Not to mention Mrs. Kleckner.
Who was that?
He's a Santa Claus.
You're kidding. I thought it was Fidel Castro. I meant, what was he doing here?
Blanche picked him up at the mall.
Well, I can't help it. There's something about a man in a Santa Claus suit that just drives me absolutely crazy. Well, maybe it's the warmth of all of that red, hot, sweaty flannel. Set against the austere coldness of those black patent leather jack boots. Or maybe it's because those rosy cheeks and twinkling eyes bespeak a passion that is about to erupt from a man who just spent a cold, lonely year cooped up with a pack of dwarfs. I'm not sure. All I know is the sight of a Santa sets my body aflame with unbridled desire.
Blanche, you do realize you're in the minority on this.
Sophia, did you finish your shopping today?
Yeah, just about. It's unbelievable how much things cost nowadays. I just spent $89 for a doll for my granddaughter.
Ma, you had $89?
Don't be ridiculous. I charged all my gifts with a credit card I got out of your purse.
You're taking them back.
Even the beautiful cashmere sweater I got for Blanche?
Cashmere? I love cashmere.
Don't tell me, tell Scrooge. Rose, I hope you didn't have your heart set on a remote control video recorder.
You bought me a video recorder?
I bought you a video recorder.
Two video recorders? Well, this will be the best Christmas ever.
Ma, how did you think I was going to pay for all this?
On time. Loosen up the mousetrap a little. It's Christmas.
You see what this holiday has become? You see? Everybody thinks the best way to show someone you care is by going into debt. I mean, where is the love? Where's the sharing? Where is the true spirit of Christmas?
Neiman Marcus, ladies' apparel, third floor.
No, maybe you're right, Dorothy. You know I've spent too much again this year.
Girls, I have a terrific idea. Before we go home to spend Christmas with our families, why don't we have a little celebration right here, St. Olaf style?
Now, I will not drink eggnog while wearing a cast iron brassiere.
We don't do that at Christmas. We do that at Easter. At Christmas, we exchange gifts we make for each other.
Rose, that is a great idea. We'll return all those meaningless, impersonal gifts that we always buy for each other, and we'll make something that comes from the heart.
That is a terrific idea.
Yeah, what do you say, Ma?
Unless you can make a lamb's wool jacket with a fake fur collar, my heart is staying with Neiman Marcus, ladies' apparel, third floor.
This one's from me, Dorothy. They're very popular back home. It took me nearly a week to whittle it.
Oh, Rose.
Do you like it?
Like it? Oh, honey, I love it. Oh, who wouldn't love a wooden brooch in the shape of a turkey's head?
Oh, no. No, that's a maple syrup spigot.
You know what she took back? A set of pearl earrings.
The ones I fell in love with at Jordan Marsh?
Yep. Ho, ho, ho.
Ma, who cares? Rose, I love it. Now, this will come in a lot handier than those pearl earrings the next time I'm lost in the woods with a stack of pancakes.
Girls, I want to give y'all my gift next, okay? I just thought this was such a cute idea. I made the same one for each of you. Here, Sophia.
The man of Blanche's boudoir.
It's a calendar. Each month has the picture of a man who's brought some special joy into my life.
Oh, Blanche, oh, honey, this is so thoughtful. Whoa!
September?
Yep.
I'm surprised you were able to walk in October.
Girls, tomorrow's Christmas Eve and we'll be back home with our family. Oh, there's nothing like Christmas in Minnesota.
Unless it's Christmas in New York. A light snow falling over Fifth Avenue, ice skaters at Rockefeller Center, Santas on every street corner.
Really?
I guess my very favorite Christmas ever was in New York. It was Christmas 1932, you remember, Ma?
Do I remember? No.
Well, my family doesn't stay in touch much during the year, but come Christmas time, we all somehow manage to make it back home. I guess that's what Christmas is all about. Oh, I'm really looking forward to it.
I guess we all are.
Hey, maybe we ought to get some rest. You know, we have a big day ahead of us tomorrow.
Don't forget, I have to work in the morning, and you girls are going to have to pick me up on the way to the airport.
Oh, no problem, honey.
Coming to bed, Ma?
I thought I'd just sit here a little while longer and look at the Christmas tree.
Oh, it sure is beautiful, isn't it? I think I'll stay and keep you company.
I think that's a good idea. This has been such a pleasant evening, I hate to see it end.
Oh, me too.
The first Noel, the angels did say.
Did I ever tell you about that? One Christmas, we tried to launch a production of A Christmas Carol with an all-chicken cast.
God, look at the time.
Is it that late? I'm so tired.
Mr. Thurber, I don't believe I quite understand your problem.
Well, then I guess I don't have a problem.
Mr. Thurber, this is a crisis center. I'm a trained counselor. Now, you don't have to be embarrassed about opening up to me. Whatever's bothering you, I know I can help you.
Okay. In the past week, I've lost my job, my wife, my girlfriend, my house, my car, and all my money. And then just today, I've seriously gotten into playing with matches.
You're going to have the professional services of Dr. Escobar. He'll be back from lunch in a little while. Why don't you have a seat? Mr. Thompson, you're next.
Excuse me, Rose, let's go, honey. Ma's waiting out in the car.
I'll only be a minute. Have a seat.
Hello. Hello. Do you have a match?
I
think so. Let's see. Here you go.
Thanks. Have you ever looked at fire? I mean, really looked at it? It's beautiful. And it's also amazing to think how much damage it could do if it fell into the wrong hands.
Rose, are you going to be very much longer?
Not now, Dorothy. This man is still very down about his financial situation. He was one of the principal backers of Howard the Duck.
Going somewhere for Christmas?
Well, yes, I am. I'm going home to see my family.
Oh, gee, I wish I was going somewhere for Christmas. But my family disowned me. They're embarrassed because I'm an artist.
What kind of artist?
An unsuccessful one. I haven't sold a painting in a year. I haven't eaten in a week. Last night I burned all my brushes just to stay warm.
Wow, that must have been beautiful.
I just hate to see an artist suffer. Look here, $20. You have Christmas dinner on me. Go on, go on.
I'll see you right after the first of the year, Mr. Thompson. And Happy New Year. All right, girls, I'm all ready to go.
Thanks for the money, lady.
Blanche, did you give Mr. Meyer money?
Yes, he's a starving artist.
This man is the owner of the most successful wide-size shoe store in the city. He's a pathological liar.
I am not.
See?
Oh, who cares? Come on, Rose, we're going to be late.
Oh, Merry Christmas.
Oh. Hello there, tall, dark, and jolly.
Blanche, maybe you should stay and talk to a counselor, too.
Oh, look, Santa's come to spread some Christmas cheer.
Oh, good luck with these gleaming gusses.
Hold it. No one's going anywhere.
Listen, sir, we don't want to give you any trouble here. You can have all our money.
No. I'm not here to rob anybody. I'm Santa's helper, for God's sakes. Give me a break.
What's this all about?
Well, I came here because I wanted to share an old-fashioned Christmas with some other people.
At gunpoint?
Would you stay here and spend Christmas with me if I just asked you?
No.
Well.
But why would you want to spend Christmas with a bunch of total strangers?
Well, it has to be better than spending it alone. I mean, see, Christmas for me is... Christmas for me has always been rotten and lonely as long as I can remember. I always have the Christmas spirit, but no one ever seems to notice. I never get gifts, cards, dyed eggs.
Dyed eggs? That's Easter.
Another rotten holiday. Get away from the door. That's it. All right, now, why don't we get this celebration on its feet? Let's sing a few Christmas carols. Does everybody know Silent Night?
Know it. I wrote it.
You did not.
Yes, I did. I'll prove it. Silent Night, Holy Night.
Wow, what an honor. I want to shake your hand. Move it.
Miss our plane. What are we going to do?
Listen, Gus, I have an idea. Now, I'm going to create a diversion by bending over and picking up something seductively. Then the two of you sneak up behind him and give him a karate chop.
Blanche, what do we look like? Charlie's Angels?
I have been told I bear a striking resemblance to Miss Cheryl Ladd. Although my bosoms are perkier.
Not even if you were hanging upside down on a trapeze.
Excuse me. Did you know that the guy who wrote Silent Night was also the original choice for Potsy on Happy Days?
The mighty have fallen. Oh.
This place is always filled with such nice people. Years ago when I, you know, had a problem, coming here always used to cheer me up. That's why I decided to come back and spend Christmas here.
Oh.
By the way, let's get to the presents. I brought enough for everybody.
cannot believe we're going to miss going home on account of him.
There's nothing we can do.
Okay, everybody, here's your presents. I really hope you like them.
We don't want your presents.
But it's Christmas.
Not for us. You've ruined our Christmas. Rose. I'll handle this, Dorothy. I'm not surprised that you always spend Christmas by yourself. You know why? Because you don't know what Christmas is all about. People don't owe you a nice Christmas because you decided that's what makes you happy. You can force us to stay here all night, but I'll be damned if you're going to force us to celebrate the most joyous holiday of the year with you.
Yeah, but
I've been sitting in the backseat of the car for half an hour. What am I, a dachshund?
Ma, be careful. He has a gun. Oh.
This is a toy.
He has been holding us hostage all this time with a toy gun.
I can't believe it.
Neither can I. Dorothy, you call yourself an Italian? You can't tell the difference between a toy and a real piece?
I feel so ashamed. Everything you said about me is true. I'm a loser.
You're not a loser. You just need some help.
Well, maybe you're right.
Mrs. Nyland, I think a lot of what you said applies to me, too. My whole life has just been one lie after another. I realize now I was doing it just to get attention. I think maybe it's finally time for me to stop.
Oh, Mr. Meyer, that's wonderful.
Marvelous. Let's get going. I could have walked to New York by now.
Oh, Dr. Escobar, I'm so glad you're here. I don't have time to explain because I have to catch a plane. But this gentleman would like to talk to you. Merry Christmas.
Hi, Dr. Escobar. Perhaps we should talk, too. I'm Dr. Rooney from the Mayo Clinic. I'd like to fill you in on the particulars of this man's case.
Goodbye. Our plane leaves in 5 minutes.
Goodbye. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas, Sophia, darling. Have a wonderful time. I'll miss you. I'll miss you. I'll miss you like crazy. Bye-bye.
Merry Christmas.
Bye. Ladies and gentlemen, due to the severe storm front that is passing through the area, all flights in and out of Miami International Airport have been canceled at 6 a.m. tomorrow. Have a Merry Christmas.
Excuse me, would you like to buy a flower?
Beat it, Frodo! And while you're at it, get a job, get a suit, and get on your knees and beg your mother's forgiveness!
To the bone. I've never seen it be this cold in Miami.
You know, I think that storm is getting worse.
Yeah, I disagree. I think the storm was at its worst when we ran out of gas and then had to run 2 blocks in the rain to get here.
Incidentally, I appreciate everyone leaving me stranded after my heel fell off in the middle of that intersection.
Good evening, ladies. Welcome to Albert's Diner. I'm Albert, and Merry Christmas.
Oh, thank you. I'd just like a cup of coffee, please.
Coffee? Sure. Coffee all around?
Actually, I'd like a mug of hot apple cider with a cinnamon stick.
Lady, does this look like Knott's Berry Farm?
Coffee will be fine.
Coffee.
Did I ever tell you girls I met my husband George on Christmas Eve?
Oh, Blanche, how exciting.
Let me tell you just how exciting a Christmas Eve can be. I was home from college on Christmas vacation when my best friend, Lisa Jane Biedler, fixed me up with the most beautiful boy I'd ever laid my eyes on.
Oh, George.
No, this was Richard J. Wilde. And believe me, his name said it all. We must have pulled over on the side of the road 5 times on our way to that Christmas dance.
It's always best to drive defensively over the holidays.
Anyway, when we finally got to the dance, why, Richard dropped me off, and I turned and ran smack into a man so gorgeous. He made Richard J. Wilde look like a prepubescent choir boy.
George.
No, Ernie Willis. Well, Ernie smiled, and the next thing I knew, we were dancing in a local bar, when all of a sudden, I heard a deep voice say, may I cut in? Well, when I turned, I saw the man I knew I was going to spend the rest of my life with.
George.
No, Thomas Pinville.
Uh-huh.
Well, after Thomas and I left the
bar... Blanche, I could get herpes listening to this story. At what point in the evening did you finally meet George?
Well, I didn't meet George that Christmas Eve. That was the next Christmas Eve, but that was a boring story. I said I was going to tell you an exciting story.
Ladies, look, I hate to see people just drink coffee. It's Christmas. Look, please have some cheesecake on me, all right?
Oh, well, that's very sweet.
My pleasure.
Now I know I'm depressed. I don't even want this cheesecake.
Are you ladies having a bad Christmas?
Mm. Oh, worse.
I'm a little down myself. I mean, it's tough working on Christmas Eve. I wish I had a little time to spend with my family.
Oh, we know exactly how you feel. We can't be with our families either.
You all are not related?
Oh, no.
Really? The way you were teasing and talking to each other, I thought you were family for sure. Isn't that something?
Well, isn't it funny how... Sometimes it takes a total stranger to point out something that's been right there in front of your face.
We were feeling so sorry for ourselves, we forgot we are celebrating Christmas with family.
Merry Christmas, Rose. Merry Christmas, Blanche.
Merry Christmas, Dorothy. Merry Christmas, Blanche.
Merry Christmas, Rose.
What the hell is this, the Waltons?
We're a family stuck in a diner on Christmas Eve.
Yeah, but at least we're together.
Boy, I know I'm feeling better. My craving for cheesecake has returned.
That man was so nice to us. I wish there was something we could do for him.
Maybe there is. Excuse me.
Yes, ma'am?
How would you like to go home for a little while and spend Christmas Eve with your family?
Oh, I'd love to. Wait a second.
No, if you trust us, we'd be happy to watch the place while you're gone.
Ooh. Can you cook?
Are you black?
Look, I promise I'll be back in less than an hour. Thank you, and Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. Girls, you know what this cheesecake is missing?
Chocolate syrup.
Oh, I wonder if he has any.
I'll go look in the back. Oh, my God, I don't believe it.
What?
Take a look. That's snow.
Yeah, it's kind of light and wimpy, but it is snow.
Why, Christmas in Miami? Can you beat that?
Oh, this calls for some Christmas music.
Let's go surfing.
I think I pushed the wrong button.
Oh. Rose, don't worry about it. Somehow, this Christmas, it fits.
The boards inside, then heading out singing our song. Come on.